What I'd like to do now is end the talk, and I want to end the talk with some emails. And the nice thing about these emails, I think, is that they really convey the feeling of community that's built up around the project. So I'll read a few of these emails, and then I'll end the formal part of my talk, and then maybe we can have a dialogue about secrets. We can share secrets or stories about secrets or whatever you want to do. This email message came from Canada. I wrote my secret, and instead of mailing it to you, I mailed it to my boyfriend. I almost threw up when I did because I was so nervous, and now that he's got it, things are even worse. So there's not always a happy ending to the secret sharing story. But I will say that it reminds me of a secret that I saw not long ago. A girl mailed a secret in, and this is a common secret, actually. And it said, I worked all my life to get into Harvard, and now that I'm here, I hate it. And I posted it on the website, and a few days later, I got this frantic email message saying, you've got to take down my secret. My parents know my handwriting. My friends have identified that as mine. You got to take it down. So I took it down, but I sent her an email message back, and I said, even though sharing this secret is causing you discomfort in the short term, I hope you'll send me another email in maybe a half a year or a year from now and tell me how things are going for you then, because maybe what's painful in the short term will cause you to transfer to a school that you like better or enable you to seek out other areas on campus where you can get more personal satisfaction, find what you're looking for. So my hope is that even though she had a difficult time in the short term, that in the long term, sharing that secret was the right thing for her to do, was in her long-term best interest. This one from New Zealand. The things that make us feel so abnormal are actually the things that make us all the same. This reminds me of a talk like this I gave about 3 months ago in Rockville, Maryland, and I was at a Barnes & Noble, and I'd finished the talk, and what often happens after I talk about secrets is people share their secrets, or they share their stories or experiences about how the project has affected them. And this girl stood up, and she said, I mailed you a secret about, I mailed you a postcard about my secret, and you never posted it. And that happens quite a bit, actually, because I get so many postcards, and I'm only able to post about 20 or so a week. But she continued on in her story, and she said, because you didn't post my secret on the website, I felt like I had to take action on my secret myself. And she was wearing a t-shirt that said on the front, over 20% of all anorexics will die. And on the back, she had listed the symptoms of anorexia. And she said that when I didn't post her secret, she decided that she was going to make this t-shirt and wear it to school. And she said she was very nervous that morning because she didn't know what kind of reaction she would get from her friends and from the other students. But she said when she wore it to school, the other students and her friends not only supported her, they asked her to make more of those t-shirts so they could wear them too on campus. And I love how that idea expresses the idea of how she faced her secret and she shared it. And because of that, her high school has an increased awareness of eating disorders. And it's not so shameful to have that condition or share it or talk about it or seek help. This request is going to sound a little weird, but can you check the postmark on the back of the postcard put up on your website this week about loneliness? It's exactly like the secret I don't remember making. It's exactly like my secret, but I don't remember making it or mailing it. Anyways, if you could check to see if it was sent from Baltimore, Maryland, then I'd know if I mailed it in, but just forgot. That's pretty extreme, but a lot of people do recognize secrets that they're carrying in their own lives. And every week I get emails from people who say, you know what, I wrote my secret down, I faced it, and I was working up enough courage to mail it to you, but this week my secret's already on the website. I like those stories. I know my time's almost up, but I just have a few more to get through. I showed this site to one of my friends who is suicidal, and when she found out there are other people like her, she got help and is doing much better. You and all the secret senders saved her. Thank you. I gave a talk in Chicago not long ago, and after the talk, Another woman stood up and she shared a story. She was a teacher and she taught at a high school in Chicago. And she said that during 1 week, she encouraged all the students to write their secrets on postcards and give them to her. And she took those secrets and she connected them all into what she called a veil of secrets. And she hung them. She said it was 9 feet by 4 feet. And she hung that quilt in the school. And she went on to say that the quilt, that the veil of secrets, was only up for about 20 minutes because administrators came and took it down. But she said it really made her feel satisfied about doing the project and almost losing her job, because she said that it really helped the students feel connected and feel like they had more ownership over the school and that their interests were being represented in the school that day. Some are heartbreaking, some are funny, some are upsetting, but all of them give hope. For if a person has the courage to post up their secret on the site, then they're taking the first step. Great Britain. I wish I never found your site because it reminds me of all the secrets I try to forget. From Texas. Earlier in the talk, I talked a little bit about what my hope was for the project, but there was one hope that I didn't touch on, and I want to talk about it now. The most common thing I hear about the project is, I wish it was my idea, or I wish I got your mail, or I wish I could see all those secrets every day. And what I always try and share back with the person is that the Post Secret Project is based on a very simple idea. It's not genius. It's just, mail me your secrets. There are 1,000, there are 10,000 other ideas out there just waiting for somebody to believe in it and work for it and grow it. And I think that, well, my hope is that somebody in this room will come up with the next idea that uses the internet or uses mail or uses confession or whatever it is, an idea that searches for and finds truth and beauty in places where we don't normally look. And please know that there's no corner on the market for these kinds of ideas. There are thousands, probably tens of thousands of them. And so I hope 5-10 years from now there'll be, you know, a blossoming of other projects similar to Post Secret or different that unify people and share our humanity in a new and meaningful way. Do you know that I left my boyfriend of a year and a half because of the postcard that read, "His temper is so scary, I've lost all my opinions." It hadn't even occurred to me what was happening, and it took a total stranger writing it down to make me realize what the hell was going on in my life. I cannot thank you enough for making things so much clearer. It was the smartest thing I've done in a long time. This last email I'm going to read, and then we'll move on to a discussion, hopefully, is a story that's similar to the story I told you earlier about the woman from Texas who tore up her secret. It's a story that shows the power that secrets can have and what can happen when we release them in our lives or in the lives of people we love. I discovered Post Secret 2 weeks ago. Since then, I've made 6 postcards, all with secrets that I was afraid to tell the one person I tell everything to, my boyfriend. This morning, I planned to mail them, but instead, I left them on the pillow next to his head while he was sleeping. 10 minutes ago, he arrived at my office and asked me to marry him. I said yes. Thank you for coming tonight. Free your secrets and be well.